Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we turn to this glorious chapter in Isaiah and look at the verse that we have for today. Gracious Lord, we thank you for rescuing us. We thank you for sending your Son to save us. We thank you that he is the Good Shepherd and that he has laid down his life for the sheep. And such of us who have believed in his name, we are the sheep of his pasture, and we look to him to lead and to guide us. Do so now, we pray, as you speak to us through your word. Amen. So we're looking at Isaiah 53 and we're reading verse 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So we've turned from looking at Jesus in verse 5. And just to remind you, if you have a look at that verse again, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. So this strong theme of substitution, Jesus dying for us, is striking its way through these verses. And we see now that this is illustrated in this picture, which would have been so familiar to Israel. We need to remember that, of course, sheep were very integral as part of Israel's life, not just in the daily provision of food and clothing, but also in the sacrificial system around Jerusalem. And in the pastures around Jerusalem, there would have been hundreds of flocks providing sacrificial animals to be slain on the altar of the Jewish altar, so that the sins of the people could be atoned for. And this was a picture that was at the heart of their worship. They would have known what this meant, even though it was so abused later as they broke God's covenant. Here is what Peter says in referring to this same picture in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 24 and 25. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. So we need to paint the picture a little for us in the West, who are not so familiar with the characteristics of sheep, although we may see them in our fields and know something about them. And certainly if we know our Bibles, the parable of the lost sheep that Jesus told about the shepherd who goes searching for the one that has strayed will come to mind as we think about this illustration here. So sheep are likely to wander. They just wander off sometimes. There's a few quite interesting features of sheep, just to bring that to your attention if you didn't know them already. Did you know that sheep don't walk in straight lines? They always walk side to side as they're looking for crops of grass and pasture to actually feed on. Their vision, their hearing, all very good, very acute in actual fact. It's a myth to think that sheep don't see very well, but they can't see what's in front of their nose. They have good peripheral vision, but something that is directly in front of them, they cannot see very well. And their only recourse if they are threatened and endangered by a predator is to run, to actually get away. They have no defense mechanism. And this is what makes domesticated sheep so dependent upon their shepherd to look after them. Well, this picture is the sheep of a flock who have actually wandered off. In 2006, there was a strange incident in one place where the families of 26 different families of a particular village all brought their sheep together on this one occasion to feed them and to water them at the usual place. And thinking that their sheep were safe where they were, they went off, the shepherds, to actually prepare their own breakfast, only to find that behind them, one of the sheep had actually managed to get itself lost and wandered and dropped off a cliff. And that wasn't the worst of it, because all of the rest of the flock, the combined flocks, followed that one sheep and all dropped off of the cliff. 450 animals died, many more were injured. Why? Because sheep follow their leader. And it is possible not only for single sheep to get lost, but for a whole flock to follow a lost, wandering leader sheep, and the whole flock goes off into the wilderness somewhere and gets itself lost. So this picture is of the human soul wandering away from God, diverting itself, being distracted, being sidetracked by the world in which God has placed us. And it describes that wandering in this verse as iniquity. In other words, this is deliberate wandering. It isn't just losing interest or becoming enraptured by something else and going off to the side. This is a turning aside from God. And the verse says that all, and that's an important word, that is repeated twice here. We'll look at the second one in just a moment. All we like sheep have gone astray. There is not one member of the whole human race who has not done this, who has turned away from God in their hearts and is pursuing their own interests, walking their own paths, investigating their own concerns, indulging their own selfish needs, to some extent, great or small. We all are guilty of this turning away from God. And we have seen already that God must punish such sin, such moral deficiency, such falling short of his glory. So what has he done with this suffering servant that he is sending in Isaiah's day, has now sent in the person of his son? He has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Now just ponder that for a minute. If you weighed up all of your sin, if you accumulated it all, added it up from all of the years of your life, every single moment in which you had rejected God or neglected him, pile it all up in a great heap, what a massive bonfire that would make. What a pile of discrepancies and failures that would actually form. And every single one of them deserves the anger, the wrath of God. He must judge it because he is a righteous God. But what he has done in Jesus, your Saviour, he has taken all of that pile of sin and he has placed it upon his son. So there's kind of like a mirrored image here in this illustration of the sheep upon which the sin offering was performed, the sheep which was offered up in sacrifice, and laid upon that sheep was the sin of the people. And the priests, in their offering of the sacrifice, would put their hands on the sheep so that the sin was transferred pictorially to the head of the animal, which would then be sacrificed. Well, of course, in that old covenant, no blood of any animal was able to take away sin. This was all an illustration of what God would later do, but now has done in his son. So my brother, my sister in Christ today, start the day with this thought: every sin of yours has been laid upon the head of Jesus, your Saviour, and it is no more. It is washed away. It is taken from you and buried in the deepest sea, and you walk in freedom from it, freedom from the judgment of God. He has borne your punishment upon that cross, upon that cross on which he so cruelly suffered for you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, how we thank you for that immense cost that Jesus paid to wash away our sin, to deal with our iniquity. How we praise you this day, that all of our wrongdoing in your sight was laid upon his head, on his shoulders, and that he died for us. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the broken body of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. May we joyously walk in the freedom that brings us this very day and give glory to you. Amen.